is Joseph Gaffel. I'm from Austria. I'm working for Radio FAO in Linz, and in studio we have two musicians. One was born in Sao Paulo. His DJ name is Batife. Hello.
Hello.
And
bon dia.
Bon dia. And yesterday he and his partner Rodkis, they had a great performance in Linz at the Stadtwerkstatt. They made a fancy crowd crazy, and it was bright outside when we left the club. You come from Sao Paulo. It's a city that is twice bigger than Austria. It has more inhabitants like Austria. Can you tell us what means electronic music in Sao Paulo?
Wow. Dance music in Sao Paulo these days is something which grew up a lot more than big in the 90s. These days a little bit trendy to say, yeah, I go to clubs, I listen to that DJ, this and that and that. But we have a very good scene over there. There is a lot of talents, especially now, because a lot of people, they don't want to be playing only records, they want to be in a studio, make their own music. There is a lot of clubs around Brazil, because when you say Sao Paulo is one little thing in a whole country. So me and Cleveland, we were talking about this last week, saying it's a country with many countries. It's because it's so different. You go to Sao Paulo, it's one thing. You drive 2 hours and it's still Sao Paulo, but it's a whole different thing. So yeah, we have a very hot scene in Brazil now.
There was a man, he came from Europe. His artist name in Sao Paulo was Suba. Did you ever met Suba?
No, never. And when I started to hear about him, 1 year or 2 years later, he gone. So, but from what I know, he was the first one to take the music to a different direction. Because what we had back then was the pop dance, the pop electronic, that thing with the play on the FM and all that. So Suba was the first one to make fusion with musicians, and he was very important for a lot of people in Brazil, and for sure people in his own country.
When he was living in Brazil, there was a big war in his country and people had a lot of other problems to solve. And then he released his album in 1999, and some days later he died because he was inside of a fire. Is there a story you can tell us about Suba?
Wow. For example, me now. I became to know him because he was work with people like João Paraíba, right? And he also done something to Bebel Gilberto and all that. So I don't know other people how they became to know him. Like you done some, you bought the record in the shop, so you became to know his work. So I could say that I know him because people in the scene start to talk about him, and he was doing something different, bring some musicians to make the electronic sound. So that's how I became to know him.
You know his nickname?
No.
His name is Gringo Paulista.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
forgotten in Brazil also?
Wow, for the majority of people it will. But for people who is inside that circle, for instance, João Paraíba, you'll never forget him.
And finally, if you have to explain Suba in 3 single words, what would you say?
Pioneer, original, and brave.
Você falou numa entrevista que o Suba foi artista que tinha mostrado o caminho por a sua mistura sonora. Por favor, conta-nos só pouco sobre o Gringo Paulista.
Então, o Gringo Paulista, ele chegou com uma nova proposta, fez misturas e fusões que não tinham sido feitas até o momento no Brasil. E, como eu disse, foi um dos primeiros aí a misturar músicos com a batida eletrônica. Ele deu uma cara diferente ao lado dance do que a gente tinha naquela época.
Brilha tranquilo, depois de leve oscila e cai como uma lágrima.
Ter o fim bem no meio, nenhuma rima nenhuma, um começo que não veio, a nossa história de amor. Seja o meu versejar, cantar como quem resiste e resistir, como quem deseja. Meu versejar seja o sorriso que diz.
Você me falou que nunca encontrou o Suba, que viveu na São Paulo. Por favor, caracterizar o Suba por nós com 3 palavras significantes.
Pioneiro, com garra e inovador.
could we do that he will not be forgotten in Brazil?
Ah, o que a gente poderia fazer para ele não ser esquecido? Ah, eu acho que teria que partir de alguém que era perto dele, que fazia parte da vida dele. Tá sempre expondo, colocando aí as músicas dele no rádio, na internet. Fazer uma festa, um party, relembrando ele. Fazer o release de um CD. Fazer remixes da música dele, regravar a música dele. Acho que esse tipo de coisa seria uma coisa para trazê-lo de volta e deixar ele aí em exposição, né?
Muito obrigado.
De nada.